Wonderful. So lucky to see all these faces tonight. It's wonderful to have you. And yeah, we just love doing church. We love doing church together. We love doing community together. And if I look just across the sea of faces, it's just actually, it's so amazing just to see these new people that God is actually just adding to this beautiful place called 3CI. I think somewhere I saw a number of 455 people that registered for new members. So isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And I just love in the break, just outside walking in amongst you guys, just hearing the conversations and the laughter and yeah, just some friendships already. And as I walked through, I saw some people standing just two by two or one by one, and other people already in groups. So we trust that after tonight, if you have it in your heart that God actually plants you in this place, that you will become fully immersed in this community, that you will find good friendships, you will find good people, you will love people, you will serve together. So all of those good things, I actually just prayed over each one of you. So yeah, for us, I'll talk for us as an eldership, we love doing church. We just love doing church together. We love doing community together. And tonight I'd love to just to touch on some of those things that's important to us concerning our culture and our community, a little bit on serving. So I can't really share the whole DNA of 3CI, but I'm just going to touch on some of those things. So I'm just going to ask, maybe by way of just putting up your hand, who has previously been a part of a church somewhere? Okay, probably the majority. So we do understand tonight that some of you sitting here has probably joined 3CI in the past week or 2 weeks, but I also understand that there's people that's been coming here for months and maybe even years. I think last new members course, I had a girl in my life group. She was in my life group, I think, about 15 years ago, and she was at the new members course. So anyway, if you've been here for a couple of years, it's wonderful to have you. So I'd love to just talk about a few things. One is really just our church culture and our values. And as an eldership, we believe that, you know, as we see in Revelations, there were seven churches, and every church actually had a unique sort of DNA, a unique culture. And it's no different for this place called 3CI. So if you come from another church, I know you're coming into this church and you'll have some reference of what church should look like or what church have looked like. And I actually want to, you know, ask you actually to put away some of those ideas and experiences and trust God to fully walk into what this church is. We believe that every local church is a lampstand, and every local church, God has a specific DNA and it's got a specific purpose for. And so you will find that in 3CI. It will be different than, I think, unlike anything else you've experienced before. It's got its own distinct strengths and weaknesses, and we actually embrace what God has put in this place. And so we ask of you, if God plants you here, to actually just embrace the way that God has actually set this up. The second thing that I want to highlight is that Jesus built his church. Now, we read that in Scripture, and we are fully aware of that none of us are actually building this church, not Stephen through the preaching, or Rory through the preaching, or the eldership, or whoever, but actually, Jesus is building his church. And we hold that very high in value. And so, our role, I think, as Clint mentioned, is not to pressure or persuade you or in whichever way in building this church. We actually just trust God. We look at God, we look at Scripture, and we follow it as best as we know how. And then we trust God actually for the increase. We trust God actually to build his church. And he will do it. It's a promise in the word that God will build his church. Jesus will build his church. And tonight, actually, each one of you sitting here is just testimony to that. So I just want to read one of those verses that Clint read. It says in Acts 2, verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And so, again, just to highlight that point, that nobody here is actually going to devote you. Nobody's going to force you. Nobody's going to persuade you. But we will highly encourage you. We will model to you. We will show you what it means actually to enjoy local church and to devote yourself. But you are free in this place, as free as you are under God's word. But it's an incredible invitation that you come and that you actually devote yourself. And by devoting yourself, you will actually experience the blessing of local church. Is that good? Good. Also, knowing that church is God's only plan. There is no other plan in actually bringing God's kingdom to this world. The only example we see is church in the Bible. And so there's no plan B. So this is the only thing we have, and you're part of it. And it's a joy to be part of it. So I'm just going to touch on four things to be mindful of, for you to keep in mind. The first thing is the church is God's precious bride. So we do understand that 3CI is part of the greater church, the global church. Okay, we all belong to Jesus, but there is different local churches that we see in the Bible. And so when I talk about 3CI, I'm not just saying 3CI is God's only bride, but we are part of God's bride. But 3CI is more than an organization. Okay, so we've trusted God that we don't slip into that thing of being organizational. Okay, we are actually a church. So we are a people dearly loved by Jesus. Every person that you will meet in 3CI, you need to look at that person knowing that Jesus loves that person dearly. He loves this lampstand dearly. He loves this place called 3CI dearly. And it's good to be mindful of that. And the second thing with that is that Jesus gave his life for his bride. He gave his life for you, but he also gave his life for the person that's standing in front of you in this place called 3CI. And it's good to be mindful of that. So I also want to say we stand on the sacrifices and prayers of those who came before us. So I actually want to tell you that on this, we were sitting now, this used to be where the old tent was. You saw some video footage of that. The stage were actually that side and the sound decks were that side. But many, many years ago, there were people standing here in a circle praying for you guys to actually sit here tonight. So I get emotional when I say that, because I've seen those people. Sorry, we've been part of this church for, I think, 20 years, and we've seen people in this place praying for you, trusting God for you, trusting God for bringing people into this place where people can be loved, they can be served, they can be healed, they can be restored, they can be empowered. And a lot of those people aren't here anymore. But just know that you have been prayed for. And so we honor them. We honor that legacy with deep gratitude. God is a God of seasons. So for you coming into this place for the season, you're only going to be here for a season. Make much of that season. Can I invite you? Make much of that season. Be the one that actually serves, that loves, that prays for the next generation to come in. But also just know tonight that people have prayed for you sitting in the seat tonight. And for me, it's an utter joy just to look at this and just to know, wow, we trusted God for each single person tonight here. Many years ago, more than 20 years ago, people were praying for you guys, and you are here tonight. So, yeah, second thing to be mindful of, we are a family. You've often heard that, you know, when we opened the Sundays, we said, welcome to the lounge. I think you said it 2 weeks ago somewhere there. But this is really a lounge. So it is a big church. There's a lot of people. But the reality is we are a family, and we're going to fight to stay a family. And we will stop for one. We will make sure that we are relational before we are functional. And so when you come into this place, you're not just joining a church. You're not just joining an organization. You're not just joining a structure. You are joining the family of God. So welcome to the family if God plants you here. So with that, I also want to say, in a family, families aren't always perfect. We always say, you know, this church was perfect until you walked through the doors. So, welcome. The reality is, you know, every family has got that one person, and that one person is me, and it's you. And so we're not perfect, but we are part of a family. So you tonight, actually, and tomorrow night, the things that you're going to hear, just be mindful that you're actually being planted into a family. The third thing is actually an important one for me, is that often I hear people when they join 3CI or they're new to us, and then they ask questions. And out of those questions, I hear a lot of things. Well, you know, how's this going to work for me? Where's going to be the best fit for me? You know, all those type of things, which is not bad in itself, because God brings you here for a purpose. But you have to understand that when God adds you to this local church, He adds you for the benefit of other people. You are not just joining for yourself, but God wants to bless people in and through your life. And I think tonight, if you sit here, that's an amazing thing to realize, that God has actually brought you to this place so that you can be a blessing for the people in this church, the people sitting next to you. And so just be mindful of that. Fourth thing is that we find meaning together. So true meaning and purpose are found as part of a body, not in isolation. We find joy in one another, we do things together, and we find purpose and meaning together. So when you join, please jump in and jump into friendships and jump into doing things together. I'll touch on some things a little bit later on, what you can get involved in. But we believe in through that there's a joining of hearts, that there's a knitting of hearts, that we don't just come here on a Sunday, hear a nice sermon, and then go home, and then next Sunday we come back, hear a nice sermon, and we go home. We actually come here, and then we're looking for relationship, we're looking for friendships, we're looking for family. And so can I encourage you actually just to jump into that? So each person carries both a privilege and a responsibility as they become a part of this family. Can I just say that again? So every person carries both a privilege and a responsibility when you come into this family. So coming in here, you're going to be blessed, you're going to enjoy things, you're going to enjoy incredible privilege. That I can guarantee you. We've been part of this for a long time. There's a lot of privilege. But there's also a responsibility that God actually places on your life in terms of loving people around you, serving people around you, partnering with us in what God has for us. So in Romans 15, verse 7, it also says, accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. So we are not just here for ourselves. We are actually here for the ones next to us. And God wants us just to love one another and accept one another. I'm just going to quickly touch on some of our core values. And I think it was also on the screen. It's also in your booklet. Some of our core values, it's not all of them. It's not an exhaustive list. But one of our core values are, we are our brother's keeper. What does that mean? It means that actually we care deeply for one another. We actually look out for one another. In our imperfection, we actually cover one another. We forgive one another. We walk with one another. We carry one another. And so that's one of the core values that we carry. Second one is that we live with a purpose. So we live out God's calling in this place. As best as we know, as best as we hear God in terms of what the purpose that He has for us as a church, but also individually, we want to be intentional with that. And we would love each one of you actually to be intentional with that, to actually live purposefully. Every time that you walk through these doors, to walk through with purpose and intention. Every time you join somewhere in a life group or a serving kit team, that you actually live intentionally and purposefully through that. Thirdly, we build with Jesus at the center. We always say the naming rights belongs to Jesus. So Jesus is at the center of everything that we do. And we do not build around a person, around a personality. We build around Jesus. And we trust God to help us in that. And the fourth one is we stop for the one. Every person matters. If you've been here for any period of time, you would have maybe been in a service where the service has been, just been stopped for one person or for one family. It's because we believe that every person matters. And we want to follow God in those moments, and we want to be obedient in those moments. So we don't want to let a program or a plan that we had actually stand in the way of what God wants to do in a person's life. And then, yeah, last one, we keep applying the gospel and we keep forgiving. So that fosters grace, humility, and soft hearts. So those are just some of the values that we value, and that's important for us. And then I'm just quickly going to touch on some practicalities in terms of getting involved. Maybe you're sitting here and you think, sure, okay, it's wonderful to hear about this community and these friendships and the purpose and the value and everything, but how do I practically actually get involved? How do I become part of this? And so I'm just going to touch on a few things. One of the most important things for us is actually life groups. So we call it life groups. In other churches, they call it connect groups or what's the other words? Cell groups. Whatever they call it, it's basically the same thing. We actually gather together in homes during the week. And I actually want to say that is the heartbeat of 3CI. 3CI is a big church at the moment. There's a lot of people on a Sunday. This auditorium is almost full, probably most services. But the heartbeat and where the friendships happen and where life happens is actually during the week. And so we would highly encourage you to become part of a life group. It happens on different days of the week. So if you want to have any information on a life group, you can go to the 3CI website. There's all information. There's life group leaders. There's different areas where you can get involved into a life group. And the life groups actually looks vastly different. There's not a set culture or a set way, whatever. We believe that God actually places a different group of people in one life group. And we would encourage you just to go and visit some life groups. If you're not in a life group and you haven't done that yet, if you feel this is your place, just go and visit a few life groups. Go and visit one life group, maybe two evenings in a row. Sometimes the dynamic changes a little bit from 1 week to another week because everybody's not there. And maybe go and visit two or three life groups. But don't wait too long before you actually just find a life group. Just find a community, find friendships, and then plug into that. And you will be blessed, but also understand, as I said earlier, that you will be a blessing to the people there. That's a practicalities on life group. So serving, we just say there's serving opportunities in 3CI, quite a few. I'm going to mention some of them. But we've got the saying that says we don't have to serve, we actually get to serve. So it's a privilege to serve. And I can testify in our lives, and I think a lot of these guys sitting in front here can testify, the way that we became very much part of this church and became good friends and had people watching our backs and we watching their backs was by serving together, by actually rubbing shoulder to shoulder, sacrificing, doing things together, serving, parking. We were part of this building project and the tent before that. And it was wonderful what happens in those moments when you actually just start serving together. So there's different ways to serve in 3CI. Maybe not going to mention all of them, but on a Sunday, there's a lot of teams serving. A Sunday doesn't just happen by itself. It's also not, we don't pay people actually to set up a Sunday for us. It's all people of 3CI. It's all volunteers. It's all people that has got a heart for serving. And so there is parking, there's hospitality, there's baptism teams, there's Capital Kids, which is the kids ministry, mom's room, sound, AV, band, photography, registration, Capital Kids security, logistics, baristas. If you can make a good coffee, you can get onto the barista team. For many years, actually, in 3CI, I thought I was the only Gentile here, or the only Ethan that doesn't drink coffee. Over the years, I found one or two other ones as well. But if you're one of those people that complain about the quality of the coffee, just go and volunteer onto that team and just make us better coffee. So that's a good place to serve. Life groups, as I say, not just attending life groups, but actually providing meals during times of need, supporting group activities, really finding people in life group where you actually can serve one another. We just had a guy in our life group. He actually was in hospital for the past 12 weeks. He came out today. He was in hospital for 12 weeks. Our life group actually just decided we are going to bless this guy. We're going to visit him almost every day if we can. We're going to pray with him, and we're going to be community with him in hospital. And every time I visited him, his testimony was the fact that so many people came to visit him, and there were four other people with him in his room, or three other people, how these people were just touched by community coming around this guy, just loving him, praying him, and then started praying for the people around. That's just serving. There's many ways of serving. So there's also outreaches, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Middleburg. We do different things during the year. So just also keep an ear out for that if you want to cross the borders. But I want to say serving is not just formalized. These things that I've mentioned sounds maybe a little bit formalized, but just ask God for where you can actually serve, where you can just make a difference in a person's life. Like I said, in a life group, on community, or on a Sunday, or whatever it is, trust God just to show you what you can do. So we've got quite a gentle approach. We encourage you first to become part of the family. Maybe you've heard we say, just become a son and a daughter in the house first. Sometimes people come in and they did the new members course and it's like, okay, how many teams can I serve on? And we almost want to say, just be part. Just come and be part. Just get to know us. Just become part of the family. And then trust God to just slot you in. But the first place I would encourage you really to slot in is somewhere in the life group. You will start building great friendships, you know, there. And there would be serving opportunities opening up. So just in closing, we don't have rigid departments, so we don't have a mission department. We don't have a sort of kid ministry department as such. We don't operate in that way. So there's all these opportunities to serve. There's information on the website. There's also information on the, if you go out the auditorium on the left on a Sunday morning, there's somebody there that can give you any information that you require. But if you are willing to serve, won't you just become part? Just put your name up and say, Lord, I put my hand up. I'm just going to be part of this. And it will be a blessing. Then also just touch on seasons and purposes. We believe God is a God of seasons. So our prayer is that you make most of the season at 3CI, loving and serving others and helping advancing God's kingdom, essentially. 3CI doesn't exist just for itself. We believe we are a base church. A base church actually resources a lot of other churches. We send people out. We are a church with a lot of resources. And there will be a session tomorrow where we touch on some of our resources. But I can guarantee you that this is a generous church. We follow God. We try to be obedient in everything that he tells us. And out of 3CI, we are really supporting an incredible amount of churches. I don't know even how many now at this stage. But it's wonderful to be advancing God's kingdom in that way. So in closing, I just want to say, I just want to read the scripture in Philippians 2, verse 3 to 4, that says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. And there's another scripture that says, you know, how will the world know that we belong to Jesus if they love one another, through their love for one another? And so my prayer tonight actually is that you would come into this place, that you would love one another, love the people that God puts around you, and that as much as this place will be a blessing to you, that you will be a blessing to us as well. So it's an incredible invitation tonight, and there's a lot of more information, but you're welcome to ask. Go into the website. There's an email address as well that you can email to. But can I just encourage you, just be part. Just devote yourself and trust God for the season that you have with us in this place called 3CI. Amen.